Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After jumping to their highest level in nearly 4 years to start the month, initial filings for unemployment benefits dropped back last week.
Weekly jobless filings are an indicator of the health of the overall job market and surged to 263,000 2 weeks ago. In the latest reading, the figure has fallen back to 231,000. The less volatile four-week moving average finds around 240,000 applications for unemployment benefits every week for the past month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A key CDC vaccine advisory panel has begun its two-day meeting on childhood vaccines. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy got rid of the entire previous board, replacing many of the members who have been skeptical of vaccines or who have spread misinformation about inoculations. Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air indefinitely, preempted by ABC. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr criticizing Kimmel and the network after Kimmel's comments about the Charlie Kirk shooting. This is ABC News. New York County, Pennsylvania, three police officers were shot and killed. Two others left in critical but stable condition after it appears they were ambushed while trying to serve a warrant. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
We need to help the people who think that picking up a gun, picking up a weapon is the answer to resolving disputes. We need to do better when it comes to mental health. We need to do better when it comes to looking out for those who are in need.
Higher prices, job uncertainty, interest rates. The Commerce Department says permits for future home construction fell last month as well. From Paris to smaller towns all across France, people are marching. Teachers, transit officers, and others all protesting President Emmanuel Macron's government and its proposals to cut funding for public services. Hundreds of thousands voicing anger about mounting poverty, inequality, and struggles for low-paid workers. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Straight Talk presents The Math of More. Here's how it works. When you say yes to more with Straight Talk, you're left with more for all the other good stuff. So getting an unlimited plan starting at just $25 a month equals more savings for your family's weekend adventures. And with a network covered by Verizon, you can share more from wherever you go. It's simple math, really. More equals more with Straight Talk. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. The $25 plan requires a compatible unlocked device and a new line of service. Additional terms apply.
Fall is the season for reinvention, and it's easy to do at Macy's Fall Favorite Sale. Come in and find your new favorite styles, like romantic ruffled dresses, chic trenches, cashmere sweaters, and textural fall layers, which are perfect for mixing and matching, all for 20 to 50% off. So if you're looking for your new favorite things, look no further than the Fall Favorite Sale. Today, only at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. An investigation is underway after a fatal industrial accident at a pizza plant. 45-year-old Robert Chiron of Elkhorn was killed by a piece of machinery at Palermo's Pizza in West Milwaukee Wednesday morning. The company is cooperating with investigators and will be offering support to the victim's family. The Elkhorn School District is stepping up security after threats were made against a staffer. The threat started last Friday after an online conservative influencer falsely accused elementary school assistant principal Cindy Rayberg of mocking the death of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk. And the Madison Metropolitan School District wants to know if residents want more educational options for students. A new survey asked respondents in the district whether they'd like to see schools that kids from anywhere in the district could attend with a focus on areas like the arts, foreign languages, or STEM. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Aylin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Not all soils are created equal. To a farmer, that's nothing new. Different parts of your field yield differently.
advertising shares a lot of similarities. There are more choices than ever about where to put your advertising dollars. A recent survey shows farmers rely on radio for their ag news almost 5 times as much as social media. To use another metaphor, farm radio is the best soil for planting those seeds of advertising. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny sky for today, a few showers and maybe even a thunderstorm around. A high within a few degrees of 80. Rain chances continue tonight, lows in the low 60s. More storms around Friday, high-low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila. About him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Anderson, Straight Tequila Night, 9:09. I'm Brian Winnikins. On the way, we have Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson with us, talking about yesterday's school board meeting. That's coming up.
Speaking of the devil, look who just walked in. He knows just where to find me. Here we go again. I can tell he's gonna ask me to dance, but that's not as far as he wants to go. I need 10,000 angels to help me tell him no.
Leave me not in the temptation.
time to face my weakness. Look at me in the eye. Lord knows it won't be easy, but I've just gotta try. I can't let myself get lost in his arms. That's how I got my heart broke before. I need 10,000 angels to walk me out the door.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson, and we're going to talk a little bit about the school board meeting from last night. Mr. Nelson, thanks for joining us. Well, one of the things that you have to do, I know we have, it's the third Friday, this Friday, for the official numbers, but you have some preliminary numbers?
Yeah, we do. We've got a count on all of our students here unofficially. We're right around 975 right now, which was down about 2% from where we were last year. If part of the reason we had a little bit larger graduating class last year, a little bit smaller incoming kindergarten class this year. So those numbers usually want to go the other way, but that's where things stand. So down a little bit, just shy of 1,000 kiddos, and we'll have official numbers after Friday.
Now, I know for this year's school funding, it doesn't matter. And again, I know how they do this is really, no one's ever been able to explain how they came up with this. But will this adversely affect funding for the district, not this year, but next year?
The potential does exist for that, Brian. One of the other factors to that is the our summer school count, and we're finalizing the numbers for that because that's part of the enrollment equation as well. I suspect overall, because the other piece of that equation is then the rolling three-year average. I think our rolling three-year average last year was right around 1,005 or 1,007 kids. I suspect we're probably going to be around 1,000 this year. So next year then, essentially, that's seven less students we are receiving aid on. So next year it could potentially have a negative impact on our fiscal budget. One of the other variables to that then, too, is also we always do a second count in early January, and they average the two out. So there is a little bit of variability. Usually that doesn't change a ton, but sometimes that can also play into what that final number looks like for, in this case, the 25-26 school year.
Talking with Mr. Ryan Nelson, with Durand, Arkansas School District Superintendent, from the school board meeting from last night. Now, something that we did have a news story on, there was a press release that came out, at least from the state, but you were able to officially, I guess, announce it to the school board last night, this $100,000 grant from the state of Wisconsin. Tell us about this grant.
Yeah, it's something we're really excited about. We've actually had to sit on the news of that for really probably the better part of a month now. Because the DWD wanted to put the statement out before any of us did. So we were one of the maximum grant award winners of $100,000. And we are what we are using those funds for are the purchase of a robotic welding system. So essentially, we're going to be able to embed that into a number of our tech ed manufacturing classes. And we have a growing interest in that, which is, I think, a really good problem to have. And not that it's a problem, but a really good situation to have. If you talk to a lot of the folks in the industry, there's a huge need for individuals that have those skills. So our plan is to get that equipment. There's a great deal of training that accompanies it. And in fact, we have the in-kind donation of the training itself is nearly $100,000 as well. So we are essentially getting all of this at no cost to the school district. So we feel really fortunate about it, and we're excited about the opportunities and the skills we believe that we can really implement in our kids. So this idea, you know, welding continues to advance, more industries are using technology to advance that, and this is really will be the training grounds for that. So the plan is to have that as part of our curriculum starting with the 26-27 school year.
On top of that, you apparently the district is going for a milling machine as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the state of Wisconsin just announced that their Fab Lab grants will be released in October, and school districts can begin applying for them, upwards of a $25,000 grant there. So when we were doing the planning and the grant development for the robotic welding system, one of the other pieces that we've identified that we'd like to add to our tech ed programming is a CNC machine. So again, really kind of trying to be responsive to the manufacturing industry and preparing kids that have an interest in that. So, our phase two of this is to write this grant for a CNC machine. We've had some conversations with some of our local industry partners here, that are interested in also, supporting, the purchase of this if we're awarded it. So, I think it's an opportunity for us to, really build a tech ed program that is responsive to what the current industry looks like.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson this morning. And, well, of course, next week is going to be homecoming. All kinds of different activities going on. Are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to be, I think. I think this is probably homecoming number 22 or something like that for me. The week is kind of a crazy week, obviously, particularly at our high school. But it's a great experience for our kids. And I think, for a lot of kids, probably one of their most favorite memories from their high school experience. So all the chaos and kind of the disorganization from the typical schedule that comes with it is well worth it. You know, we're here to help create experiences for kids, and we want to make it a fun week for them. Our staff, Mrs. Shade, and the rest of the folks that are helping her out really go above and beyond to make it a super meaningful and positive experience for our students. One of the highlights for me last year was seeing our high school kids up at our elementary school, connecting with them, and just to see the excitement on the faces of our elementary kids was well worth it for me last year. So it'll be a little bit crazy week, as it always is, but I hope that it's a week that our kids really enjoy and create some memories for them to hold on to.
Okay, now I'm going to ask, are you going to take part in the different dress-up days? You know, there's an Adam Sandler Day. I'm sure you know how to dress up as a teacher. So, you know, I think there's a Decades Day. Well, you know, we could, you know, I guess if you want, you could dress up, you know, like when you were in high school, see how, you know, I mean, are you thinking about that?
I could probably be persuaded to partake in a couple of days. You know, for those that
know me, I don't usually steer too far from out of the ordinary. But
so a skit's not in your plan?
No. I avoided those as best I could in high school, and that hasn't changed. So,
talking with Ryan Nelson, Durand, Arkansas school superintendent, this morning as well, a little bit about the school board meeting. But it is the homecoming is a big deal for the kids, and it is a big deal for the district, and really it's such a big deal for the kids. We're even having a class reunion coming back.
Yeah, and I've been working with one of the community members that's heading that up, and really she's been planning it for almost a year now, and I know they're excited to kind of be celebrating a big milestone in terms of their class reunion. We've got a tour of the school scheduled for them.
And that's going to be the big shocker, I bet.
Yeah, I think, particularly for those that maybe haven't been in the school for a number of years or since they graduated, it looks a lot different than it did 50 years ago.
That's for sure. Again, a lot of the homecoming stuff is starting as well on Sunday with the 5K. That is Mr. Ryan Nelson. Oh, before we let you go, still working on the groundbreaking ceremony for the new learning center, right?
Yes, that is correct. We are continuing to work with Durand Builders on just finalizing plans, approval from the state and local level, and really once we get the thumbs up from then, we'll be breaking ground. We're hoping to do it here mid-October.
All right, there we go. Be watching for that as well. That is Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Mr. Ryan Nelson. You're listening to WRDN.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
It's the final year of the John Harmon Chicken Dinners with the Durand Rod and Gun Club. The next dinner is September 25th, starting at 5:30 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club. Advanced reservations are required. Call Greater Insurance Services of Durand for reservations, 672-5921, 672-5921.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10OFF, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama.
Say bye-bye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
No, sir, I ain't been drinking. I ain't even had one beer. This sweet thing's got me buzzing from whispering in my ear. Just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. Mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all control, all over the road. Don't wanna get no ticket, don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it? Between the lines, yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control.
Well, brought me to my knees. But she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with a left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. The highway's ever been back here with my thumb out in the wind. There she goes. Here I come. Leave me out here in the middle of nowhere. Drop this.
On Dolby Buffaloes from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
I've been doing better. I hardly ever think of you lately. It ain't all sunshine when you cross my mind. I start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain, but there ain't no damn way. I end up in that place and I'm just one whiskey away. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. You. I got a little sleep, but some nights I can't control it. Sometimes I give in because not having you is hard on me. But when I give in to that vice and pour another over ice, well, girl, I know that's when I start missing you again. And I don't mind if I do. Drink up the nerve and show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. I hope you don't mind if I do. Then I don't mind if you do.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Riley Green and Ella Langley, Don't Mind If I Do. 9:35, I'm Brian Winnikins. Just a reminder, there'll be a fall craft night at the Durant Community Library on September 23rd. This is from 5 to 7. Now, registration is required. Just call the library at 672-8730, 672-8730. Let's run down today in history for this September 18th. And on this date, in 1793, President George Washington lays the foundation for the U.S. Capitol. Happy birthday to the New York Times, published on this date in 1851 for the very first time. Happy birthday to the Columbia Phonograph Broadcasting Company, debuting with a network of 16 radio stations. They would change their name to CBS. 1934, the Soviet Union joined the League of Nations. 1947, the National Security Act goes into effect. The act split up and basically had the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, don't forget. 1947, Ernest Tubb and Roy Acuff perform the first ever country music concert at New York's Carnegie Hall. 1951, the film A Streetcar Named Desire opens in Beverly Hills. That picture made Marlon Brando a star. 1964, The Addams Family debuts on ABC. I love The Addams Family. I preferred The Addams Family over The Munsters, just saying. Also on this date, I Dream of Jeannie debuts on NBC. Larry Hagman and Barbara Eden starred in that popular sitcom. 1975, the FBI captures newspaper heiress Patty Hearst in San Francisco, 19 months after she was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army. They kidnapped her, and then she decided she was going to join them and rob a bank. Also, 1985, David Letterman read the top 10 list for the very first time on Late Night with David Letterman. The list was titled Things That Almost Rhyme with Peas. Okay. 2001, the New York Stock Exchange reopened for the first time since the attacks of September 11th. It was the longest time that the stock exchange was closed since the Great Depression in the 1930s. 2002, former Dallas Cowboy wide receiver and Olympic gold medalist Bob Hayes passed away at the age of 59. He had won gold in the 100 meters and 4x4 100 relay at the 1964 Olympics. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2009. Also, in 2009, the CBS soap opera Guiding Light aired its final episode after a 72-year run on radio and television. Wow. 2012, filmmaker Steve Sable passed away at the age of 69. He was famous for coming up with NFL Films Productions. You bet. Boy, there's some great stuff that he did back in the day. In 2013, former boxing champion Ken Norton passed away at the age of 70. He shocked the boxing world in 1973 when he broke Muhammad Ali's jaw in a split decision. Norton and Ali would fight two more times in one of boxing's greatest rivalries. 2017, Toys R Us files for bankruptcy. In 2020, former Justice of the Supreme Court Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away at the age of 87. And in 2024, Tupperware filed for bankruptcy. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you by the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley and Elsevia.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel.
If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 33 to 17.69, November up 23 to 17.25, December up 24 to 17.35, January up 20 to 17.20. Meanwhile, another down day for most of the live and feeder cattle contracts as the expectations for lower cash and weaker box beef prices all providing the pressure in most of the livestock markets. Hog futures also moving mostly lower with the exception of the nearby month. Again, concerns about consumer demand. October live cattle down 80 cents to 230.30. Now September feeder cattle is up $1.27 to 356.30, and October hogs up 10 cents to 97.42. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans moving up mostly lower. Wheat is relatively flat today. There's really no breaking stories, no fresh EPA news to follow up on yesterday's proposal of either a 50% or 100% reallocation of small refinery exemptions, and also no new fresh Chinese trade or trade news from China. December corn down 1.5 to 425.25. New crop 26 down 1 to 464.5. November beans down 3.25 to 1040.5. New crop 26 down 3 to 1081.5. And December wheat up 0.5 to 528.75.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny sky for today, a few showers and maybe even a thunderstorm around. A high within a few degrees of 80. Rain chances continue tonight, lows in the low 60s. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 67 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, say the sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade, but the memory
memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still. Too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down, and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul. For all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Little bit of smoke, baller in a Chevy down a gravel road, headed to a spot Everybody knows a cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines. FM on, coolers on the ground. Dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down. Little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines. Cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines. Nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Zach Top, Good Times, Tan Lines, 9:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Pepin County ATV UTV Club holding their Memorial Ride on October 4th. This will be from 10 until 5 p.m. Everything gets underway at 10 a.m. at Twisted Sisters Saloon in Arkansas. The raffle drawings back at Twisted Sisters at 5 p.m. Visit the Pepin County ATV UTV Club's Facebook page for more information. Apparently, there is, you know, we have the baseball championship, we have football championship, you know, hockey championship. Apparently, there is the World Stone World Stone Skimming Championships, not skipping, but skimming championships. Didn't realize stone skimming was a sport, but I guess it is. And they have a championship. And there's been a scandal. Several of the competitors have been disqualified. The World Stone Skimming Championships is an annual celebration of the sport, also known as stone skipping. It's held every September in Easdale, Scotland. The rules of the competition require stones thrown by competitors to skim across the surface of the water to be naturally occurring slate from the island. Oh, but this year, several competitors were wielding rocks that were shaped and smoothed by a machine. Uh-oh. So instead of performance-enhancing drugs, it's a performance-enhancing machine. Some of the stones also appear to have artificial notches created to aid in the throwing. Oh, boy. So the competitors were tossed. Now, those that were tossed deeply apologized for bringing the sport into disrepute. There you go. Performance-enhancing stone-skipping machines. There you have it.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5600. 691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Ain't nothing going on in town tonight, except a loud party crowd drinking too much beer. So baby, tell me, would it be alright if we just take a little check and stay right here? I'm sure we could find something to do. As a matter of fact, baby, why don't you grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine? Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. And that bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and darling, turn down those lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRGN. Chris Young, I Can Take It From There. 9:59, I'm Brian Winnekins. Thank you to Durant, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson for joining us this morning. If you missed that interview, it's now available on our podcast at realcountry1430.com. You can find that there. Happy National Paw Paw Day today. What's pawpaw? Despite their tropical taste and appearance, many pawpaws grow natively in the United States. With over 60 varieties of pawpaw to choose from, the fruit's character changes slightly in each one. With a blend of banana and mango and sometimes pineapple, don't be surprised by the names given to the pawpaw. For example, the Kentucky banana and hillbilly mango hint at the exciting tropical experience awaiting us. Interestingly, believe it or not, the pawpaw is the largest edible fruit that's native to the United States. Really? The pawpaw in Native American diets included using it as part of main meal. Huh. Some may have cultivated the pawpaw too. However, early Europeans confused the pawpaw with a papaya. Nope, it's pawpaw. Never heard of it before, but I guess we're going to have a heaping helping of pawpaw today on this National Pawpaw Day. Be listening.